On this episode, I will be discussing how important it is to not give a shit about what anyone else says about you, criticize what you're doing, what you have to say, be bold and proud in who you are, and stand on it. Being you is a beautiful thing because no one else can do that but you. So I hope you receive something from this episode. I hope that you just let the words just resonate with you, sit in your spirit, and just, yeah, receive something from it. So let's get right into this episode. Okay, so let's think about this. Think about you being yourself unapologetically, loving who you are, being proud of who you are, and standing on who you are. See, there is levels to being yourself. There is some things that you have to go through to be yourself. You know, we all have our journeys. You know, we all go through a phase where we pretend to be something that we're not because we think this is who we are. And that's not the case necessarily. It's more so just you finding yourself. You know, it's like finding your niche, finding out who you are. So you go through different phases in your lives. That includes just people that you hang around, certain type of clothing you wear, food you eat, certain places that you're in. You're going through a phase. You're trying to figure out, find you. And that process is beautiful because you're learning so much about yourself. Going through that phase in your life, those different phases in your life, it becomes who you are, you know, because going through those phases, going through those levels and trying to find you being who you are, you're able to just learn so many different things about yourself. You're able to love those things about yourselves. Now, we do go through phases too where we beat ourselves up, and that's perfectly fine. That is perfectly fine. But once you find you, once you realize who you are, can't nobody tell you nothing. No one can tell you a damn thing. And why is that? Because you know you. You know who you are. You know what you like. You know what you dislike. You know what you're willing to tolerate and what you won't tolerate. You know you better than anyone. Now, if you want to think spiritually, nobody know you better than God. But we're talking about you in general, overall. No one can tell you about you. And see, that's the thing when it comes to, when you think about relationships, we try to change people. You can't change no one. When a person is set in their ways and know who they are and love themselves for who they are, you can't change that. So don't ask them to change. You got to accept that person for who they are. Because finding yourself, that's a process. I can even speak on myself. I went through a phase for years. I didn't know who I was. I wasn't even willing to accept my true being and being who I wanted to be. I wasn't ready. So I went through that phase for a very long time. But listen, when I found me, nobody could tell me nothing. Nobody could stand in the way of me being myself. You do what you want to do once you find yourself. And that's the beauty in being who you are, because no one can tell you anything different. No one can say, well, you can't do this or you can't do that. Yeah, I can, because this is me. So if I'm telling myself that I can do it, I'm going to do it because I know me. Can't nobody tell you what you can and can't do. It's like a butterfly. You know, we start off as, you know, those caterpillars. And then we become this beautiful butterfly. You're flying. You're becoming who you are. You are standing firmly in who you are. You are being yourself without any judgment, any doubt, any hesitation. You're being yourself authentically. And that is the most beautiful thing. So when someone comes in and try to tell you what you can and can't do, you be firm in who you are and tell them, this is my business. I'm going to do what I want to do regardless of how you feel, regardless of what you think. Now, I get it. We have people in our lives that want to, that has our best interest at heart and want to do things for us just to be looking out. Oh, I'm looking out for you. That's fine. That's perfectly fine to have those people in your life. But let's also keep in mind that in order to become full, whole, or complete, you're gonna have to go through some shit. And it's the same way of just finding out who you are. You're gonna have to go through that phase of hurt and pain, sadness. Some moments can be joyous, but you're gonna go through those different levels in your lives to find out who you are. Never let nobody tell you what you can and can't do. Never let nobody tell you who you can and can't be. If you want to do something, if you want to start a business, if you want to go to this certain place, if you want to spend your money on this, if you want to do whatever it is that you want to do, then do that. Then you do that. Don't let nobody tell you what you can and can't do. Because that's your business. And you can do that. Because you know who you are. You know what's right for you. You know what's not right for you. I'm an energy person. So if I'm around someone and I feel that their energy is off, their aura stank, keep it moving. If you don't keep it moving, I'm going to make my exit. I can't stay around someone that has negative energy. My spirit feels that instantly. As soon as I come around someone, my spirit just feels their spirit. Our energies have to mesh in order for me to continue to stick around and keep a conversation going with you. But it took me years to get there because I had to find me, and I had to live in who I was and be true to it and appreciate it. Never let no one steer you from being you. Always be you. Always love on you and always appreciate who you are. Because that's how it's supposed to be. There's beauty in being yourself. There's beauty in being authentic. Can't nobody be you but you. That's the best job you got. That's the best job you got. Is to be yourself. It takes some time, definitely. It's easier said than done, always. It's gonna always be easier said than done. But knowing who you are and loving on you and being yourself truthfully, that's powerful. That's beauty. There's beauty all in that. Being firm in who you are and not letting anyone steer you to being something else. It's like you take me as I am. Take it or leave it. If you can't accept who I am, then keep it moving. Or I'm going to keep it moving. Because it all comes in just knowing your worth. It all comes in just being proud of who you are. It comes in just loving yourself. All those things fall into being you. All those things fall in when it comes to just being who you are, being yourself authentically. So you meet someone and they tell you that you're doing something that they don't approve of. Tell them that's your business. Now, if we want to speak on relationships, significant relationships, significant other relationships, I mean, okay, that's something completely different. You got to compromise then. But other than that, no, be who you are always. And even when you think about romantic relationships, you show them who you are up front. Show them who you are up front. Because the thing is, you're going to attract people that is for you, but you're also going to attract people that aren't for you, but you still have to be yourself. People are going to love you for you. Those people will come into your life. People come into our life for a reason or for a season. Either way it go, always continue to be yourself. Always be you authentically and stand firm in that. Never let no one tell you that you can't be this person or tell you that you can't have this or you can't have that or you can't hang around them or you can't take that job. That's your business. You can do what you want to do because you know you. And can't nobody be you but you. So stand firm in who you are. Love who you are. Be proud of who you are. You are special. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. You're not supposed to be like everybody else. And once you recognize that and realize that, can't nobody tell you nothing. And people that is for you will stick around. They will fall in line. Be you and be true to who you are. No ifs, ands, buts about it. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.